This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 11. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12. It says there, "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death." End of quote. You may ask the question, why a way that seems right leads to death? Sometimes we think we know the right action to take, and then we move forward. However, later we find out there was a wrong way, and it led to regret and destruction. It could be true about an important life decision. It could also be true in non-important decisions. I believe many of us can look back and agree with today's Bible verse. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. End of quote. Indeed, I can agree with today's verse because been there and done it. We were convinced it was the right decision, or lead to regret later. I would suggest a few questions to think through before making major decisions. I learned some of these from my past failures. However, hopefully, these questions would avoid pitfalls in your life. Think through these 15 questions. Number one, what Bible teach and advice about this matter? Number two, did you seek the Lord's face in prayer? Three, what my Bible teacher, whom I respect, would say on this decision. 4. What people who have authority over me say about the matter. This includes the law of the land, parents, seniors, etc. 5. Did I seek good Bible-believing people's counsel in the matter? 6. Does the decision empower with the way God made me? In other words, does this decision in power agree with my personalities, desires, and aspirations? Do circumstances support this? Do I have other choices? Did I consider all the options in front of me prayerfully? Then next, if I make this decision, which way it is going to affect my spiritual life? Will it make closer to God and or away from God? Will it affect my family relationship positively or negatively? Do I have full peace on this decision? Alternatively, am I still divided internally without peace? Am I rushing into a decision? Should I wait a little bit more time? If God closes this door, will I be okay? Am I fully submitted to God for His will and purposes? After considering all the above questions and, of course, much prayer, do you sense God says stop with an alarm going off? Or do you sense move forward in faith and trust in Him? By taking time in answering these questions, you could send an immediate stop answer from God. If so, stop. Now, if these questions are answered with no potential issues, and if God says move forward, then move forward. If in doubt with any of these questions, wait and seek counsel from the Bible-believing teachers, counselors, who wish the best for your life in your local church. Now, if you made a decision, you should be courageous in moving forward, leaning on the everlasting arms of the Lord. He will help and bless you as the time progresses, as you continuously lean on Him. Even with the decisions you made after these considerations, still you could run into roadblocks, issues, and pains in life. This is because we live in a broken world and the problem of sin infiltrates people and the whole earth. However, the consequences, pains, and sufferings would be less severe once you considered these above-cited questions. You know, the Bible says we have to reap the results of our choices. It is a principle of God, Galatians 6, 7 to 8. However, if you are a child of God, remember, God never leaves you nor forsake you, even if you already made a bad decision. Once you truly repent, God comes for your defense and rescue. He divinely works in the midst of the mess you made because of His Son, Jesus Christ, died in your place for your shortcomings and sins. My dearly beloved, if you have not come to the loving God in and through His Son, Jesus Christ, come now. and get forgiveness and reconciliation with God. God loves you and wants to save and bless you today. Will you come? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know you want to bless me and forgive my sins. I believe your Son, Jesus Christ, died in my place for all of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive me and bless me today. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.